Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Times this morning, which leads with President Zelensky's visit and extensive security operation to protect Zelensky. This is in the level of President Biden coming here, the level of security for the Zelensky visit today. And the Irish Times says the government is going to announce extra support for Ukraine as its president makes his first official visit to Ireland. So we're giving €100 million in non-lethal military aid to Ukraine. The Irish Times tells us that, and it also tells us a major security operation is in place for Dublin for the visit. There's road closures, a drone no-fly zone, and many people who work in the houses of the Oireachtas have been told, don't come to work today, you have no access. The Irish Times understands special Garda teams have performed a security sweep of Leinster House in advance of Mr. Zelensky addressing the Oireachtas this afternoon. I can tell you, driving around Dublin at 4:30 this morning, there's already a Garda operation in place. The Gardaí are out on the streets, and as a result, Leinster House is in effect shut to all but members and essential staff. Media and others who normally work there were told to work off-site. Now, Zelensky does travel with his own security detail at home and abroad, but we separately have this Irish security operation involving the Gardaí and the Defence Forces. We have the Garda Emergency Response Unit bolstering the security cordon directly around Mr. Zelensky, according to the Irish Times. Staying with Garda matters, that paper also goes on the front page with tasers. Gardaí could be getting tasers for Christmas. Frontline uniform Gardaí could be using taser stun guns almost immediately. This is being brought to Cabinet today by the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, and it looks like they'll be available from this week, and they could be used on Dublin, Waterford and Kilkenny streets over Christmas if approved by Cabinet today. And we don't have much experience of tasers here in Ireland. I know in America they do for many, many years, but it would be the first time that uniformed Gardaí would be armed with tasers. And obviously frontline Gardaí are not normally armed. Apparently there's no consideration still to giving uniformed Gardaí firearms. So this is as far as it'll go, is arming them with tasers. But it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out at Cabinet later. The Irish Daily Mail goes with that report from the Penal Reform Trust today that the prisons are full to bursting at the seams. Use whatever cliche you want. Overcrowding in the prison system has become so severe that the 1,500 new beds promised by the government are going to be instantly wiped out. There are 5,700 people in custody in our prisons right now, and over 600 of those are sleeping on roll-up mattresses in crowded cells, according to the Mail. And there are 557 people on temporary release, probably so that we can free up some prison space, which means that the total number of convicts in the state right now, 6,257. So essentially any new beds that we're providing in prison is going to be wiped out, says the Penal Reform Trust. Irish Independent goes with the story that the UK is shutting a lucrative loophole that enabled Irish people who once worked there to boost their state pension entitlements by thousands of euro a year. It's quite a technical story to explain, but basically anyone who once lived in the UK is now going to have to pay five times more to top up their British state pension from next year, and that follows changes introduced last week by the UK's Chancellor of the Exchequer in that chaotic budget that was announced that they're still talking about across the water, and some accusations that Rachel Reeves lied to the public during the budget speech. The Irish Examiner tells us on the front page that weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Mounjaro offer hope to millions as obesity becomes one of the most serious global public health challenges, affecting 2 billion people by 2030. This is from the World Health Organization, who are a bit slow because we've known for some time that weight loss drugs seem to be effective, and it's only now in December 2025 that the World Health Organization is saying that the medicines are effective. and they can offer hope to people who live with obesity. Now, they also warn that the medicines alone won't solve the challenge, and they're calling on governments to create healthier societies. And the World Health Organization says we also need to address the cost of these medications. Well, hopefully next year the cost will come down because some of the patents run out. So you'd imagine the cost will come down. But they say it becomes an issue of widening the gap between the rich and poor. Rich people who are obese will be able to afford the drugs and poorer people won't unless they solve that. And the Irish Daily Star main story is My Heart is Broken. And this is about the death of Hugh Wallace. Celebrity architect's husband tells of agony. And Taoiseach leads tributes to Home of the Year presenter Hugh Wallace, who died yesterday at the very young age of 68. And it seems like the whole country devastated by this news. I was down in RTE Cork yesterday and they're all devastated down there. No one has a bad word to say about him. It feels like the whole country adored him. And it's just very, very sad news. He's photographed on pretty much all of the front pages and it's the main story on the front of the Star. Inside the papers, news to do with bins in Dublin. Finally, the bin bags have been banned from streets in Dublin. And this is a year after the measure designed to clean up the city streets was announced. So September 2024, Dublin City Council planned to ban the use of refuse sacks by 1,500 businesses and residents on 90 streets in Dublin, including Grafton Street, Temple Bar, Ainger Street, Baggot Street Lower, Kildare Street. However, the plan was delayed because they had difficulty installing waste compactors. Finally, they've solved that problem. And now the council says enough time has been given to property owners in the pilot area to make alternative arrangements. So from today, you should not see bin bags on Dublin's streets. And if you do, those people will face prosecution. It's only on the south inner city at the moment, but they're expecting to extend that to the north inner city. If you're planning on doing your Christmas shopping, the Star says it's Galway, not Dublin, that's the most expensive. Galway is the most expensive city in Ireland to go to for your Christmas shopping trip. Now that's when you add in your travel costs, food and drink and a three-star hotel for the night. And it comes in at €168 for a typical shopper. In Limerick it's €135. And shoppers will spend €36 to €46 per person on parking, coffees, a quick feed and two pints before even buying a single present. And they go through public transport and all the different costs involved. But Galway coming out more expensive than Dublin, according to this research. Final story, staying with Christmas. This is a topic that's debated every single year. Is Die Hard a Christmas film or not? The answer is it's not. A new survey shows 44% of people do not think that the Bruce Willis film should be classed as a Christmas movie. 17% remain undecided. I've never seen Die Hard, but I'm told it happens during an office Christmas party on Christmas Eve, which makes me think that it would be a Christmas film, but apparently not, according to this survey. More about that in the Mail.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.